Happy Easter. Of course, Easter is just too big of a celebration for it to be contained in one day. So we as Catholics celebrate Easter Day over the course of 8 days. And over the course of these days, we hear different accounts of people having encounters with the resurrected Christ. And today we have the honor and privilege to hearing the encounter with Mary Magdalene and Jesus at the tomb. We begin to hear this gospel account with Mary Magdalene. Just she's outside the tomb and she's weeping. And the two angels that she sees inside the tomb ask her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" And of course, she says, "It's because they've taken my Lord. I don't know where they've taken him." She turns around, sees Jesus, but she doesn't know it's Jesus. She thinks it's the gardener. And Jesus asks her, "Why are you weeping?" And she says, "Have you taken the body? Where is he at?" So again, it's just a longing. You see the intense love that Mary Magdalene has for Christ. It's a longing just to be back with the body. And it wasn't until Mary did not recognize Jesus, even after a conversation with this person she thought was the gardener, she didn't recognize him until she heard him call her name. Simply hearing Jesus say, "Mary," then she recognized it. And we might wonder why that might be. Well, let's remember for a minute of just how Mary probably grew accustomed to hearing her name called over the last few years. Maybe through some wrong turns in her life or a moment of desperation, she found herself in a life of prostitution. And there the doorway was open to hearing the devil just constantly berate her name. "Mary, you're no good. Mary, look at what you're doing. Mary, look at the life that you're living." Imagine just Mary Magdalene walking down the streets and men just calling out her name, void of any dignity whatsoever attached to her name. You got to imagine maybe every time Mary heard her name called, she just cringed. She probably hated her name, hated hearing her name called, until she met Christ, because no one called her name the way Jesus called her name. Jesus called her name with such tenderness, and he restored dignity to her name. He restored life to Mary Magdalene. And so there, of course, she's outside the tomb weeping, longing, and just in sadness and longing to be with Christ. And here's the truth here of who Christ is and how he calls us, is that no one calls our name the way Jesus calls our name. The way he calls our name reveals truth. It reveals who we are. It restores dignity to us. From maybe just getting beat of lies from the evil one, or maybe ourselves beating down our name. And so here's Jesus comes along always with tenderness, wanting to restore dignity, and he just calls our name. So here's the importance for us today. Maybe we just, it's the reminder of the importance of just spending time in prayer today and hearing Jesus call our name. And it's a reminder just for us Christians, the importance of spending time every day in prayer. It's a matter of spiritual life or death, whether or not we do it. Allowing Jesus to call our name, because no one calls our name the way Jesus calls our name.